Mel Gibson's much-discussed new film, The Passion of the Christ, will open on 2,800 screens next Wednesday. That's a remarkable number for a graphically violent, R-rated movie with subtitles. But box office tracking shows the production is likely to attract a huge audience in its very first weekend. NPR's Kim Masters looks at how Mr. Gibson's gamble may produce in the long run.
The Passion of the Christ looks to be the first film in Latin and Aramaic to gross more than $100 million.
Abba, kulet kehu, hengahel, kastigete mini.
No doubt, the film is a phenomenon the likes of which Hollywood has never seen before.
The pre-sales at Fandango and Moviephone, which are the pre-sales on tickets, are at a level equal to that of Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings. This has never been seen for a serious dramatic movie.
Tom Pollock is a producer and the former chairman of Universal Pictures. While some big studios had doubts about taking on a controversial film that seemed likely to have little appeal beyond art house audiences, Pollock says that's over now.
There isn't a studio out there today looking at this tracking who isn't saying, gee, I wish I could put Mel Gibson's movie out in 2,000 theaters, February 25th.
Usually, a successful R-rated violent film delivers a big young male audience. Without repeat customers, the opening numbers can drop off quickly. But The Passion of the Christ has tapped into a grassroots Christian marketing machine that has already helped fire up those pre-sales to religious schools and church groups. A lot of people who don't usually go to the movies are planning to see this one. People like Jen Giroux, a mother of nine from Ohio.
I am not a person to watch a lot of movies. I bet I don't go into a theater once or twice a year. You know, our life's pretty busy with nine children, but also I'm just not a person that likes to see a lot of violence like that.
But Giroux is a champion of this film. She started a website, seethepassion.com, to support Gibson's movie against what she describes as powerful forces in Hollywood, Washington, and New York, who wanted to block it from being booked in theaters. Giroux is usually so strict that she won't allow her children to see even PG-13 movies. But she took her 14-year-old daughter to see a rough cut of Gibson's film, and she thinks other parents could do the same.
I thought that was a good decision, and she really benefited enormously from it, and it's actually helped her in her own little perspective of our faith. But I do caution moms that it does warrant discussion before and afterwards, because it is a very realistic depiction of what happened in the last 12 hours of our Lord's life.
The question is whether families like Giroux's will make up for the usual filmgoer, who will probably see The Passion of the Christ once at most. Brother Charles Jackson is a vocations director for the Society of Jesus in California. He saw an unfinished version of the film in August, and he says even some of those who are eager to see it may not be prepared for the level of violence.
It was not made to create devotion or something kind of warm interior feelings. It's a shocking, graphic, difficult movie to see, I think, for people of any age.
Brother Jackson says he would caution those who are very sensitive to violence in film to avoid seeing it at all. And he thinks families should certainly not take young children. He's seen Saving Private Ryan several times and isn't disturbed by the extreme violence of the first half hour. But he found Gibson's movie numbing.
For me, it was not a type of movie I would go back to on a second occasion.
But Jen Giroux disagrees.
I saw this movie, and I wanted to see it the next day again. I believe that people will find a tremendous amount of healing in this movie because I experienced it myself. I left that movie with the strongest sense of peace and forgiveness that I cannot put into words.
Even if the film does drop off after its opening, it's clear that Mel Gibson has no financial worries. But what about his future in the movie business? No doubt, allegations that the film might stir anti-Semitism, as well as the anti-Semitic remarks of Gibson's father, make many in the entertainment business very uncomfortable. Some executives say privately that they would hesitate to work with Gibson in the future. But chances are, they're just venting some emotion. Producer Tom Pollock.
I don't think Mel Gibson's career will be over or not, depending on this film. And not at all. Mel Gibson has a body of work that transcends this film.
And while Hollywood may have some conflicted feelings about Gibson's beliefs, big box office always trumps other concerns in the movie business. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.